What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Maggie Miles. How are you?
Hi, Sam. What's going on?
Not much. Been looking forward to this one. But before we hop into anything too much, just kind of let us know what you've been up to, whether it's playing shows or recording, writing. What have you been up to?
Yeah, kind of all the above. I feel really grateful for this season. It's been very artist forward. So I've been wrapping up a lot of recording, kind of in the final stages of that. And I'm always writing, kind of no matter the season. Planning some shows, which is exciting. A couple little like indie festivals and stuff like that this summer that I'm getting ready to announce, which is really fun. So, yeah.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. It's good to be busy. I'm sure it might seem overwhelming sometimes, but as long as it's the good kind of busy, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep, for sure. But let's just so people could get familiar with you for a bit. I'd like to know a bit about when you first started, like before, because you're currently in Nashville, right?
I am, yeah.
And was it Virginia where you're from?
Yeah.
So was that where you began to pick up music? And can you kind of explain like the scene over there and just kind of give us the vibe on how it was like over there when you were coming up?
For sure. I don't know that anyone's really asked me that, so I kind of appreciate it. There's a fly trying to be part of the face. It just wants to be my nose. Thanks for asking that, dude. Virginia's a really cool state. It's very beautiful and quite diverse, honestly, because you've got the kind of, you know, Virginia Beach scene where like Timbaland and, you know, some of those like late 90s, early 2000s hip hop scene kind of was. And then DC, you have like a East Coast grunge thing with, you know, Dave Grohl's from there, the band Scream, you know, a lot of stuff like that. But then where I'm from, which is a little bit west of there, mm-hmm. a little closer to like Appalachia, it was kind of a lot of like bluesgrass and folk leaning things. So I was kind of like on these both sides of, you know, DC's got a little bit more of kind of like a harder scene. And then like over here is like a little bit more singer songwriter. So I feel like kind of like truly like divided in those two. So I think a lot of the time when I was opening for bands up there in my early career, it was a lot of bluesgrass and indie folk and stuff like that, which was cool. You know, there's some beautiful music in that genre, but I never really felt fully aligned, especially in my early discography. It was a little bit more that indie kind of thing influenced me more. It was like indie pop. Almost had a little bit of a soul thing going on. But it's always been a little bit more aggressive, and especially live, because I had full reign on stage, dude. Like, stage has always been where I felt the most myself, because, you know, I've been blessed to work with a lot of really talented producers and engineers. But I think in your early career as an artist, like, you're figuring out who you are, but also you don't know how to communicate who you are to other people fully yet.
Right.
And so in a studio setting, I'd be working with some of those first producers, and they'd be like, you should do this. And you'd be like in the booth, like, okay, you know, but then you get on stage and you sing it a totally different way. And so now, like almost a decade later, it's you have the vernacular, you form the way that you want to be seen and heard. And so now it's feels more like who I am and who I've always wanted to sound like, which is just me.
Yeah, 100%. And it's kind of, I could kind of relate to that, like where you're from a bit. I'm from Kentucky. So like the Appalachian, you know, that runs right through us. And I'm more northern towards, I'm in Cincinnati. So basically a lot of people would say Ohio, but when it comes to the music scene, like how you were saying, it is like kind of a cool little hodgepodge, a good mix of everything. And I get, and you kind of were starting to hit on it there, your sound, your style. It's, when I first dove in, it was like, you can't really put a label on it, in my opinion. And I think,
thank you.
And I think that's starting to become like a very common thing in the best way possible. Like you don't want, like, I hate when people are get put in boxes and they feel limited to what they play. So I guess this is kind of a cliche question, but how would you describe your sound or style? Like, if even though we just said not to put it in a box, but how would you kind of describe what Maggie sounds like?
Yeah. No, thank you for asking. Also, like, where you're at is such a cool part of the country, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Like, some of my favorite music's come out of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Ohio. And, like, yeah, it's just cool, dude. Love playing shows there, too. It's always super fun.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I the past, like, 4 or 5 years, I've been using the word alternative because the brush is, like, this big, so you can just cover a really big but I do love a hook. I do love something where you've established that melody, and when you come back to it, people are like, I want to be part of this, therefore I'm going to sing it as well with you. That feels powerful. And I'm not afraid of that kind of commercial-esque viability, but also like surprising people, man. Like, that's the best music, keeps you on your toes. You don't know where it's going to go. So,
yeah, it's like a cool, like your music has like a cool pop element to it, which is like, you know, like you got everyone saying like, pop music. Nah, like, especially in the alternative crowd, you know, the ones that are kind of snobby, you know, I don't like the snobbiness, but there is that mixture of it that makes a really cool sound. And I feel like, and we're going to get into that with Placebo, which just came out, but a little later. But I also want to talk a bit about moving to Nashville and everything. How did that change maybe like your creative process? Like, was there the experience there changed the way you write? Was it a big step for you? Were you nervous? Just kind of give us that whole, the way you navigated going to Nashville.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, these are great questions.
Thanks.
Yeah. I can tell that you make music. You're part of that.
I'm a drummer, not in a band for 15 years. So I just nerd out on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You care. I can tell. So I appreciate that.
Yep.
I mean, when I moved here, it was just not on my radar at all, to be really honest with you. You know, I kind of was under this, I had this sort of intention of, I'm going to plant my feet here. I'm going to keep popping up at this barbecue restaurant and doing an open mic. I'm going to keep playing the local theater. I'm going to keep playing, you know, in DC and busking. I was busking in my downtown area sometimes, and just being everywhere, right? Like, I'm going to keep doing this until it outgrows that, because I didn't want to do anything prematurely. But in my head, that was always going to be like LA, maybe New York. I didn't really have like the, like, I'm going to go to the Big Apple one day. Like, I never, I like New York. It's cool. I don't think I could live there personally, but, I don't know. I just, it wasn't on my radar. And one night I was playing at this club down on the wharf, if you're familiar with DC, just really cool area on the water. And, I've like shared the story before, but long story short, a lot like went wrong at the show.
Oh,
I was bummed, dude. Like, you know, when you get off stage, when you've prepared for a set and you're like, what just happened? Like,
yeah.
And I was bummed because it was one of my first real club shows in the city.
Yep.
And so in my head, it was like a big deal. Like, wow, I'm playing in DC. It's a big deal. And this guy came up to me after the set, and I remember he had a ball cap on. He was like, hey, kid, you write those songs? And I was like, yeah, I did. And he's like, would you ever move to Nashville? And I was like, no, why? And I think I actually said, absolutely not. I think that's what I said. And he was like, well, you should think about it. And so it turns out he was part of a company that did like management and publishing and artist development, that sort of a vibe. And so I got reached out to by them, and they were like, hey, you know, the guy, part of our company, sent me some videos of you playing. And I was like, oh, that show, ooh, you know, and like, I was like bummed about it. But it ended up being like my kind of ticket in. And they were like, we want to work with you. You'd have to move here. And I'd never even like been to Nashville. So I was kind of like, isn't that like rootin' tootin', like howdy, you know, like all that yeehaw stuff. Like, that's what my, in my brain.
Me too. That's how I was.
Howdy alternative, man. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, I was a bit trepidatious, but dude, I mean, I was wrong. I moved here, and I moved here like 2 months later. That was in May, and then I moved in August of 2019. And yeah, I was definitely just eating my words. I immediately was like, oh, this is good. It was challenging. I definitely was scared. Definitely scared because music was very quickly now like what I did. And that's what I was working toward. I was a dishwasher at the time and was like, man, I just want this to be everything. And I still feel that way because, as you know, being a musician, there's seasons. I've been in a season for 5 years now that it is what I do. It's my full-time thing, but I have other jobs because it's like, you just have to. There's just no, you know, unless I'm massive, like it feels kind of, it can feel impossible. I know it's not, but anyway, yeah, it was scary at first, but then it became just the place to be and it's become home. It's such a strange place.
It is. You said it perfectly. I live 4 hours from Nashville, and I think the first time I was there was like not even that long ago. And and you go there, and I thought the same thing. Oh, country music. That's all that's there for sure. And then you get there, and it's like, nope. There's a hip hop scene. There's a rock scene, a metal scene, punk scene. It's there's everything there, and it's very cool. Like to see firsthand, like. That community, like when you got, was there that sense of community from when you got there to now? Like, do you feel that, like the camaraderie of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think just like anywhere. Did you grow up kind of where you live now in Cincy?
Oh yeah, born and raised.
Born and raised. That's sick. I think a lot of people can relate, especially because Nashville's a transplant city. Not a lot of people are from here.
Yeah.
But anytime that you move somewhere else, it takes like a while to kind of meet your people. And, you know, I didn't go to college. I never really had that experience. I kind of just immediately when I graduated high school, I was like, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to play shows and I'm going to make music and record. And I'm grateful that I did that. But, you know, that kind of like send off moment when I moved out here, I was like, I don't know anyone here. It was crazy. So it took a while. And then like, right as I started to kind of be like, I'm going to start putting myself out there, COVID hit. Cause I was tucked away working on my first album immediately when I moved here, kind of just like hit the ground running, recording. Cause like half of it was already written cause I made most of it in Virginia. And so right when that was like wrapping up, COVID hit and I was like beginning to roll that out. So that kind of sucked and that took away a good amount of time and touring and, but around like 2022, I would say I started to meet a lot of people. That was when I went back into service industry or 2021, excuse me. That's when I went back into service industry and you know, started meeting just amazing people. And that's really been how I've made my friends is like working at different restaurants and coffee shops and, just that scene here, it's just everybody works so hard. And I do think Nashville's different from LA that, you know, there's obviously pockets that can be really like kind of gross in competitiveness. But that's not the overall feeling.
Yeah.
I think especially when you get more niche, like the people that I know that are making alternative music or songwriter or whatever, we're all kind of like, yeah, you rock. So.
Yeah, and that just kind of reminded me, I forget who it was I had on here, but they basically said it's like Nashville is really interesting because you'll go to like a Walgreens or a CVS and the person like ringing you up is like an amazing guitar player, like way better than you, like kind of thing. Like it's funny how that works. Like it's a city filled with just people who want to reach that dream, who are extremely talented, and they're just all trying to get by. Like, it's kind of a cool thing going on down there.
It is. It keeps you on your toes and lights a little bit of a fire underneath you, which is good, but at the same time, you don't feel like small. At least not the people that I like am friends with.
Yeah.
You know, we're all just like going to each other's shows and we're like, you literally rock. Like,
yeah.
You know,
absolutely. Yeah, it's good to know that like you know, the camaraderie aspect is a lot more than the competition aspect. I mean, I'm sure it's good to have friendly competition, of course, like that'll never hurt, but like it's more important to have that group you're with that keeps pushing each other like creatively and stuff. And that was something that was cool for me to discover when I went out there. It was for the first time, like, oh, these people actually like each other. I when I hear about like Nashville, a lot of it's like, oh man, like it's the machine down there. Like you got to be careful. You got to be careful who you hang around with. But yeah. I've heard mostly good things.
Yeah,
and it sounds like you have too in your experience.
I feel very fortunate. That's been the case for me. And maybe that's because of genre, you know, like the country industry here has been moving much for far longer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more time for like the old ways to continue, you know, so to speak. Whereas everything outside of country relatively is newer here.
Yeah.
It's been in the past probably decade that it's really started to populate and people move here every day who are doing hip hop or rock or like, it's really cool. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's definitely healthy for the city and everyone around there. But yeah. Let's talk a bit about your like your creative process. And like you strike me as someone who is not afraid to like experiment, whether it's in the studio or writing or anything. Like when I was listening to your songs, it's like these all sound different. They all sound like they all have their but like they all sound different, but it's definitely you. Which I, if that makes any sense. And I think that's like kind of what separates like the ones who really got it and, you know, and the ones who are like maybe still trying to find that. So when you do find yourself trying to like, hey, I want to try this out on this song or I want to write this way, is it pretty natural for you or is it something you really have to bear down with and like try to really get, if that makes any sense, or has it, has it always been pretty like natural to do that?
Interesting. To be so honest, it never really feels like a decision as much as it just sort of happens.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as a cop-out answer.
No.
It's more like retrospect. Like I look back and I'll be like, you know, I wasn't planning on making an electronic like heavy song. But that's like what came out. And I think I had to follow that, you know, and that ultimately the song will tell you what it needs and where it wants to go. And, you know, there's times like, for example, there's a song that is going to be my next release that I'm so excited about. I wrote it on acoustic guitar probably like 2 years ago. I had just gotten back from a tour and was so inspired. I was out with this band called Friday Pilots Club and actually wrote Placebo around the same time and then that song. Actually, I wrote Placebo right before going on the tour. And then when I came back, I wrote a couple of like random like acoustic songs, which was interesting because Friday Pilots, if you never listen to them, they're like a rock band through and through and so much fun. Great guys. Can't say enough good things about them. But I wrote it and heard where it needed to go. And I was like,
wow,
okay. Interesting. So strings, so like really raw live band vibes. Okay. Yep. And the more that I've been writing, the more that that direction has been presenting itself. And it's really weird because I was writing those songs and starting to record them as I was releasing my EP last year. And my EP is not that. My EP is very high production, hybrid genre, very electronic. I do have some songs that are a little bit more like Melting on the Pavement, kind of, I feel like, bridges that gap. Melting on the Pavement's probably one of my favorite songs I've released in the past couple of years, just because it feels so balanced. And I think that is really, when I think of my sound, that's where I feel like the most happy, is when it is like a balance of all of those elements. And I think Placebo is veering on that, and these next few songs that I'm getting ready to release, they feel in that vein. So yeah, let the song tell you. You can't force. You know, I can all day be like, man, I wish I sounded like Olivia Dean. I'm gonna like make an Olivia Dean song. Okay, yeah, so that's cool. But Olivia Dean is already doing that.
Yeah, she's already Olivia Dean.
She's already doing Olivia Dean, and like, I'm never gonna be that. So like, why am I gonna try and force that? And I can even say that with artists that maybe are a little bit closer to me, you know, or that I hope are closer to me genre-wise. It's still, I'm just like, just be yourself.
Yeah.
It's the best thing you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, I'm not a songwriter, but I assume when you first start writing songs, you might think like, okay, these are the rules to writing songs. This is what I have to do when I write a song. Like, I'm wondering if that, like, were there, like, just hearing from other people how they write songs is like, I got to follow that formula. But like, obviously everyone does it their own way. Was there a time during your career where you're like, wait, I don't have to follow this formula. You kind of hit on it there, but it's like, it just, you hear a song, you're like, that's the way it's going to go. Strings, all that. Was there ever a point to where you're just like, abandon the formula, I'm going to do it myself? Or has it always been that way for you? Like stream of conscious kind of thing? Like, how'd that go?
Yeah. It's never been something I think about. The only times that I was ever thinking about it should go this way was when I moved to Nashville. The first couple months, my then management was pretty, they were pushing me to do like co-writing, which in some ways I'm grateful for because I met amazing people. Like, there's some really cool writers here in town, but songwriting for me is so personal. And it's so, I am tucked away in my room. I am expressing how I feel. And like, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And so doing that at first was really uncomfortable for me, though I'm grateful for it. But the only time that the first times I remember thinking about, well, what's next, is being in a room and, you know, some guy with a guitar will being like, well, aren't we going to do ABB on verse two? And I'm like, what do you mean we're going to do ABB? We're not on verse two right now. Like, dude, this chorus isn't striking my soul. It's not written yet. And to me, I have to like pace around and be in isolation and like feel the outdoors. Like, there's so many things for me that help me write and be more in my skin and honest. And so I've had some great times co-writing, but, and I'm sure I'll do it again. I know I will. It's fun. But ultimately, my favorite songs are when I'm just like, tucked away and just don't think about anything. You just,
right,
you're just making it, you're following that. It tells you what to do. It really does.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because I feel like just observing like these artists I have the opportunity to talk to, it's like a lot of them, of course, you know, a lot of them like co-writing and everything.
Yeah.
But the ones who like prefer to write like just them, it's, I feel like, obviously the word selfish has a negative connotation to it, but I feel like when it comes to your song, your art, your words that you write, you kind of have to be a little bit selfish with it, because it is so personal. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that like, I don't know, maybe I'm just bonkers for thinking that. I was like, you kind of have to be selfish, which sounds kind of crazy, but I don't know. I don't know if that's like a common thing that songwriters really, really agree on.
I am incredibly protective about my lyrics.
Maybe protective is a better word.
Yeah, I am. Like, that's where I don't collaborate, you know. I collaborate on melody for sure. And you know, sometimes co-writing can feel like a think tank where they're like, what if this? And I already know that I'm not going to do that. But you're like, okay, we can try it. And I know I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it really stretches you because it's uncomfortable. It really is. It can feel like speed dating, which I've never actually done, but that's what one says. So I'm just repeating that.
Yeah. But
yeah, it's an interesting concept and it is fun. I think my favorite like way to co-write is when you're like quite literally with your friend and you make a song and that's a song that you both do. You know what I mean? That's my favorite times that I've co-written. Like, for example, my best friend here in town, his name's Nicholas. He's got a project called Make Believe. He was in a band for years that I played so many shows with, and we've put out music together, and it was just like a total blast. And him and I have written some of my favorite songs together, but then we like put them out collaboratively and it feels just more special where it's like, oh my gosh, we both get to share in this thing that we did together. Rather than it being like five people in a room, like crafting this thing, and then it's like, this is for you, but like we're all figuring out how to be you, and I'm like, it doesn't feel genuine. I don't know.
No.
But maybe it can be for some people.
I don't know.
Like, because there's just different things that you can have strengths in as an artist.
Yeah,
you know? And that's at the end of the day, that's the thing.
So, yeah, It's super interesting, the whole like co-writing thing and just collaborations in general to me. It's like, I feel like just knowing me as a person, and I don't even write songs, but I would be like, nope, I can't share my thoughts with you. It feels very like intimidating to step into a writer's room. And just out of that, like, I'd feel like really insecure, maybe. Like, maybe what I'm saying is just not going to resonate. I don't know. It seems scary. I'll put it that way.
It is, but also it's awesome.
Yeah.
So fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. How do you know when a song is finished? Is there a bell that goes off in your head? Is there like a certain point, like that's it? Or is it easy to underdo a song or overdo a song? Like, is there ever like something in you that goes like, all right, this is ready?
I like this question. When I'm just like in my home studio chilling with my limited gear, just messing around and painting, essentially, it's so easy to overdo a song. It just is. It's so easy to just get so lost in the sauce and be like figuring out the exact tone of this snare on this one part of the song, or, you know, whatever. There's so many things that you can do. But when I know a song's done, like writing wise, it's usually one of two things. One, I like will not forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will keep thinking about it like a freak. Like, it will not go away. And I know, okay, I think there's something there.
Right.
And then the second thing, this isn't always true for every song, but for most of the songs I've written, if I don't finish it in that kind of allotted time, whether that's a day, 10 minutes sometimes, it depends on the song, right?
Yeah.
If it's not done in that time, it's usually the flame isn't.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? There have been songs that I pick up and finish later, like Placebo, for example. Started it in 2024. I had the first and second verse and a chorus. I knew this thing needs a freaking bridge, and not just a bridge. It needs like a bridge, you know? I was like, I need to like send it. And I would go to write it and it never worked, but I knew that it was going to be one of those songs that I was going to have to work for it. And out of nowhere, I was on a walk a year later around my neighborhood and the melody hit me, and I pulled out my voice memo and I was like a trophy cut out. And I just started like doing it. And that was the whole thing. And it happened. And I was so grateful. But usually it's like, but I guess in that example, it didn't go away. But
interesting.
Yeah. That's really what happens.
Yeah. I feel like it would be so easy to overdo a song. Like, you know, it's hard not to overdo anything in general in life. So like, much less a song, but, yeah, that's awesome. But let's talk about Placebo. I love it right off the bat. I love it. I didn't realize for a while, until like the past year or so, that I really dig that, like you kind of described it earlier, it's like that heavy / pop / electronic kind of thing you were talking about, just like talking about your music in general. But like, it really hit me. In Placebo, I'm a metalhead guy, I'm a rock guy, I love anything heavy, and hearing this was great. And I was wondering, this is another cliche question, but what was there a theme or a story behind this? Like what was that all about?
Yeah. Without getting too much into the weeds, because there's only so much I can say. As an artist, sometimes, especially when you're young and you're inexperienced, you're green, that's the industry term, you know, you are very easily kind of just like moved along. And I think that was part of my experience in my early career, moving here and thinking that because this was the case, that was the best case. Does that make sense? And so you're kind of taking this placebo of like, wow, like we're going to keep doing this thing in this way because it's working. But is it working? Is it a line?
A facade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we're both You can even equate it to like a romantic relationship even, or a friendship. It doesn't have to be just my experience that happened to be like a working relationship. Like, it can be anything where you're kind of like both pouring into this thing, but you know it's not the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you want it to be so badly. And so you're taking this placebo, you know, every day of like morning medication, you know, but it's really not doing anything.
So, yeah.
So I don't know if that makes any sense, but
that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that's something everybody can relate to, kind of like what you said there in some aspect, like definitely. Yep. But yeah, it was a great song. And I would love to know what you have coming down the pipe. If there's anything you could tell us about what you got coming up.
Yeah, dude. Definitely a lot more songs.
Hell yeah.
I can tell you that much. Yeah. That so many more songs, and very soon. Yeah. You'll know like why so many songs very soon too. There's just a lot kind of happening in the behind the curtain.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a great way. And so, yeah, just a lot of songs. Really excited about it. Yeah.
Awesome. I know. I can't wait. I'm glad I hopped on the train at the right time, because I really can't wait to see, you know, the peaks you reach. It's awesome. And I suggest everyone definitely go listen to Maggie Miles. And also we almost hit on it earlier, but before we go, the live show aspect, which I know you said you love being on stage and everything. I think as a listener, the live show, that's my favorite aspect of music in general. And I think it might be the most important when it comes to discovering a new band. And if you keep going to the shows, they're still your favorite band as you go. Like, do you kind of agree with that being like one of the most important aspects? And also just describe your live show. I'd imagine it's pretty nuts.
Oddly enough, I've actually never been to my show. So, I don't know if it's nuts. I know that I have a blast.
Mm.
And that I feel the most fulfilled. Like, there's nothing like writing a song and being really proud of it and loving it and releasing music. So exciting and horrifying. But there's something about when you step out on stage and you like put on your instrument, or you step up to that microphone, and you're like, this is where shit gets real.
Yeah.
This is where it's like, this is in real time right now. Nothing is like pre-recorded, or I mean, obviously like there's track elements and stuff like that. But
it's like the connection. The real connection is that moment.
Like, you know, the release show I did for Placebo, my microphone just like straight up went out. Like the batteries, I had a wireless, which is fun because I like to
run around.
And they just, I guess I was like just doing weird stuff, and so it just got disconnected. And it was in the middle of me doing this like long note, and I was like, well, at least, you know, the first thing I thought was, I was like, at least everyone knows I'm actually singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is like, if my guitar gets unplugged, then it's like, okay, there's none of that, you know. I broke a string on the second to last song, and there's this part in one of these songs that not out yet, the whole band drops out and it's just me, and I was like, oh, no. So it like sounded horrible, but it was also like, it didn't even bother me, because I'm like, this is why live music is so exciting.
Yes.
We could take this exact packaged show and play it in Orlando, Florida the next day, and it could be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's things that can make a show better or worse, but to me they're all just different, and it's so special. That's so special. Like, you can go to an amazing show and describe every detail, every light cue or thing that happens, and no one's going to understand unless they were there.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Like the rawness and not knowing what's going to happen next, like a broken string. I mean, that's rock and roll, you know, like that's the beauty of it. But, Maggie, thank you so much for hopping on. Before we go, where can people find you, just so we could let the listeners know? Website, socials, what do you got?
Yeah. I got a website now, maggiemiles.net. Go check it out. At Maggie Miles on pretty much everything.
Right on. Yeah, awesome. You guys make sure to do that. Also check out Rowdy Alternative, Raise Rowdy. We're on everything. Google us, we'll pop up. So thanks everyone for listening. Maggie, like I said, thank you for hopping on, and we'll see you guys next time.
So cool to meet you, Sam. Thank you.
Yep, you too. My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Take it home now.